Welcome to Tycoons of Small Biz, a podcast designed for small business owners, the backbone of the American economy. Join us as our hosts, Austin and Landon, share insights and experiences as small business owners, active investors and operators who have started, bought, sold, and grown several successful businesses. Tycoons is powered by Backbone Planning Partners, a business consulting and wealth management firm built specifically to serve small and medium-sized businesses.
Good morning, Tycoons, and welcome to today's episode of Tycoons of Small Biz. I am Austin Peterson, one of the co-hosts, and I'm joined by my other co-host, Landon Mance. How are you today, Landon?
Well, I'm giving the Shaka sign, so that should tell you everything you need to know.
All right. He's feeling good. He's feeling loose, everybody. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if he started the morning with a little extra something in his coffee or what that means, but we'll just roll with it.
Yeah. Well, I got a workout in this morning, 6:15 Orange Theory class. So feeling good, feeling productive. You know, I've just come to the realization that, like, if I don't work out in the morning, the likelihood of me working out is, like, I don't know what the math is, but I'd say it's like 20% or less. So,
yeah. Yeah. When you've got young kids at home, if you don't take care of it in the morning, chances are it's not going to happen. Right. I mean, if you scheduled it in your calendar, maybe in the middle of the afternoon, then maybe. Right. But I think when the end of the day comes and you're looking at it and going, oh, I've wrapped up, it's only 4:30. You're still thinking, do I go to Orange Theory? Can I get into the class? Or do I go home, relieve my wife, who happens to be pregnant right now and would really like me to be home and help with these kids? And you're almost always going to choose going home to help with the kids. And then your Orange Theory goes out the window.
Almost like you know me better than anybody else. Huh.
Almost like I know you better than you know yourself.
True that.
All right. Well, those who are listening, we appreciate you being here. If this is the first time you're listening to us, welcome. We're glad you're here. We try to put a message out every couple of weeks on LinkedIn and throughout YouTube and all the social media channels, all the podcast channels, talking about small business, which is what our emphasis is. It's what we do day in and day out. We serve private business owners and help them with the many things that they need help with, right? So at our core, we're a financial planning firm, but that's not all we do. We spend more time with the largest asset that business owners own, which happens to be their business, and helping them to get that ready to be able to monetize that at some point. And so, you know, today's subject or, you know, topic, we're going to talk about growth, right? And a lot of people think that it's growth at all costs. But the reality is most businesses should be growing slowly. So Landon, I'm going to kick it over to you because you actually recorded a video. I don't know if you did it based on this coming up or if you just felt like you needed to put that video out, but you put a video out, I don't know, maybe a week ago or maybe a little bit less than that, about slow growth. So kind of give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Shout out to our social media guru, Rachel Hunter. She's the one that keeps the train on the tracks when it comes to all of our social media posting, including our, you know, video ideas. So I'll give all the credit to her. So I was a chat GPT-ing it up, you know, prior to us recording this. And I wanted to see what chat GPT had to say about, like, why would a small business, you know, want to grow slowly as opposed to growing quickly. And then I also followed up with a question around that statistic, you know, what percentage of SMBs make it to $1 million in revenue? And according to chat GPT, it's 9%.
Nine.
Which that feels pretty much in line with I think what we both experience, because, you know, we only serve, you know, a couple of dozen successful small business owners. But I mean, how many conversations do you think you and I have had with small business owners over the years? Like 1,000, maybe 500 or 1,000?
At least 500, but it definitely could be 1,000.
Yeah. And I mean, if we were to look back, I bet you that statistic would be absolutely accurate. About 1 in 10 small businesses ever make it to $1 million a year in revenue.
Yeah.
But I think my objective for today is to just kind of shed some light on this idea of growth. And, you know, also from this lens of like, you know, hey, it's not like we have a business that does, you know, 8 figures of revenue or anything like that. But, you know, between the businesses that you and I have bought and grown and currently own and operate, you know, it's several $1 million a year in revenue. So we've kind of broken through that ceiling, you know, of getting past that $1 million a year, but, you know, we're nowhere close to, you know, 10 million. But, you know, a fraction, a tiny fraction of small businesses, well, we know for sure about 1 in 10 only get to 1 million. And then the numbers as you get to 5 million and 10 million, I mean, it's like, it's, you know, 1% and less of businesses are getting to that point. So in all reality, the vast majority of us as small business, you know, owners and operators, we're never going to get to 10 million. I mean, that's just fact. So like, why should we want to grow slowly as opposed to trying to grow quickly, which is like what we hear and we see the pressure, you know, internally that we put on ourselves, maybe, you know, peer pressure from businesses that, you know, competitors that are, you know, at just a different stage than we are, you know, just that constant feeling of, you know, wanting to catch up or keeping up with the Joneses, if you will. You know, we should come up with a new phrase for that, you know, in the small business world. My what I hope to get across today is just is for a couple small business owners that, you know, might be listening to this episode to just kind of get some reassurance that like what we're doing is okay. You know, you don't always have to grow every year. Sometimes maintaining a lower loss than maybe potentially could be there. Like sometimes those are huge wins, you know? So that's what I hope to get across today, just to kind of pound that message into a few people's heads that like, you don't have to grow your business to 8 figures or 9 figures of revenue to be very successful, to have a really good financially stable life. You know, we see it every single day in our practice, you know, business owners that have businesses doing, you know, $800,000 to $2 million a year in revenue, and they're saving very aggressively, and they've got, you know, $2 million of enterprise value in the business. Obviously we're helping them to grow that, to make it more, you know, transferable and sellable in the consulting work that we do. But, just getting to that point, I mean, it's, you can be wildly successful just having a business at that size.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the reality is small business owners amass more wealth than most people in our country as a group, right? Now, a lot of small business owners are dealing with, you know, what Mike Michalowicz would call entrepreneurial poverty, mm-hmm. right? And that is just because, I mean, it's not getting kind of everything in order. Maybe they are trying to grow too fast. There's a lot of reasons that can kind of cause that entrepreneurial poverty. But I want to back up and kind of just talk about what you were saying there with, you know, it's okay to grow slowly, or, you know, we see stuff on the news or in social media or anywhere out there today about these companies that are just on these massive trajectories, right? So right now, I mean, you mentioned ChatGPT. So obviously that leads to an AI conversation, which today essentially leads to talking about NVIDIA, right? And so NVIDIA's been on just this absolute tear the last year or so, and they're just growing by leaps and bounds. Their revenue's going through the roof, their profits going through the roof. They're just, you know, they are the AI darling, so to speak, right? But here's what most people don't know about NVIDIA. NVIDIA has been around since April of 1993. Okay. So NVIDIA has been around for over 31 years. Mm-hmm. And they didn't start out with the growth trajectory that they have today. It was two guys that got together at a meal at Denny's in San Jose, California. And they wanted to bring 3D graphics to gaming and multimedia markets, right? So think back to 1993. I'm not a big gamer, but in 1993, you were probably playing some video games, right? And think about what the graphics looked like back then and compared to now, right? So that's how NVIDIA got their start. But they were smart guys, and they've kind of built this, and they've pivoted when they needed to create these chips today that, you know, they're programmable chips, but they're still doing graphics processing units, they're still doing software, and that led them to these AI algorithms. So they kind of learned throughout the years and changed the way that they needed to operate their business to now be on this massive, you know, trajectory. But it wasn't always that way. And the reality is, like you said, most businesses will never become what NVIDIA has become. Right? It takes some luck along the way. It takes timing that just happens to be perfect, which again is luck, right? To kind of get to that point. So we have to kind of put those big unicorn companies out of our minds and realize that the mass majority, of businesses in our country are going to do 100,000 their first year, and then they're going to do 250,000 the next year, and then they're going to do 280,000. And then 320, like it's going to, you know, it's big early on because you're just getting started and you know, adding just a few clients can kind of take it to the next level, but then it levels off. And then if you can get a slow, steady growth, cross that $1 million threshold, you're already ahead of 90% of businesses out there. And then you continue to grow from there. And so, you know, I think that there's a really important lesson there that, you know, just be smart about following business fundamentals and building slowly, putting processes in place along the way, bringing the right people in at the right time, you know, continue to grow the way that you want to grow. But like you said, you don't have to grow to a $10 million a year revenue company to have a very, very good life and to build towards the financial independence that most people in this country or in the world definitely would ever dream of.
Yeah, no doubt. Just for the record, in 1993, I was for sure playing Zelda on Game Boy.
Well, there you go.
Yep. I saw a Game Boy the other day, and a lot of nostalgia, a lot of feelings came back from putting that thing in my hand. So, you know, you mentioned starting a business and kind of growing. You know, you know that I have an affinity towards, you know, ETA, entrepreneurship, you know, through acquisition. I am a huge believer in that. You and I have both started businesses from scratch. Also, we both have bought businesses. And personally, I shouldn't say never. I've learned my lesson to never say never many times, but very, very unlikely that I would ever start another business in my life. You know, I think Nevada Tree Service is a pretty good case study, you know, around like slow growth. You know, that's the business that I bought June of 2023. And we are planning to grow that business. We just celebrated a year of operations. And from a revenue standpoint, we grew, not a lot. I don't know what the number is, but it's probably in the realm of probably 5 to 7%. So I think we ended the year at like $1,150,000 and essentially bought the business at like $1,050,000 or 1.1, something like that. So, you know, the average of the last, you know, 3 years. So we definitely grew the business a little bit from a revenue standpoint. But one of the things I mentioned in the videos around like growth, right? Like, oh yeah, I grew my business 20% last year. Okay, well, what does that mean? You know, did you grow revenue by 20%? Did you grow your headcount by 20%? Did you grow the number of your locations by 20%? Well, what about your profit? You know, because that's the number that nobody shares, right? Well, maybe you grew your revenue by 20%, but high likelihood that if your revenue grew by 20% or 50% or 100% in 1 year, most likely your profit shrunk or went down in that year, most likely. Because in order to grow at a really fast clip, you have to invest significantly back into your business, right? So again, talking about Nevada Tree Service, we did grow our revenue, you know, a little bit last year, but we also bought a $20,000 trailer and we bought a $175,000 bucket truck and we brought wages up to par for some folks. We hired a new grounds guy. So yeah, our revenue grew by a little bit, but profitability certainly did not. In fact, you know, we took a pretty big hit for profitability, which we knew that we would in the first year because we were going to invest a lot back into the business and we were going to pick up a bunch of expenses essentially overnight, you know, after we closed on the business. So that was the plan. That was like, that was all kind of part of the plan for the first year to essentially just, you know, maintain. And that's kind of what we accomplished. So that's good. But one of the things I think is important to talk about, like when we're talking about growth, is like, growth is really hard. Growth breaks things and pushes things and people to levels that they've never been to before. It pushes your people because, again, if you're growing at a 20 or 50 or 100% clip in a year, like your people are, they're working really, really hard. They're probably working long days and lots of hours. And, you know, that puts strain on people. It puts strain on relationships. I think one thing that's really important to think about before you grow is like, what do your standard operating procedures, like what are your playbooks, you know, your policies look like before you set out to grow? Because if you don't have a strong foundation, and that's really a big part of your foundation, then as you grow, you're gonna, you know, the little cracks in your foundation are gonna get magnified, you know, significantly. So that's another consideration around like a growth plan is like, do you have really strong policies? You have strong, you know, playbooks in place so that as you grow, it's like a more manageable and realistic and sustainable experience for you as the owner operator, most likely, but it's also the same for your employees. Also, I would argue for your customers as well, because when you're growing at a rapid clip, your customer experience generally is going to take a hit as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what growth rate you grow at, you are going to break things, right? And you're going to figure out some things that you need to do differently. But like you said, if you don't have policies and procedures in place and you don't have a plan for that growth, it's massively worse than if you have that plan. So I agree with you 100%. I do want to back up a little bit to what you were talking about with the growth and the profitability, et cetera, for, you know, Nevada Tree. So one thing that you didn't mention is that SBA loan rates also doubled mm-hmm. after you purchased the company, right? And so even just the fact that you kind of basically maintained is a win, first of all, right? But the other part to realize is the things that you did during the last year are the things that are going to allow you to start to grow this year, right? So you took on that new bucket truck, which is going to make your guys way more efficient. It's less issues with the truck breaking down and being in the shop and, you know, all these kinds of things. That truck not being on the road is costing you money any day that that truck is not on the road. So that's a massive win. Building your employees, you know, increasing their wages, all that kind of stuff helps them to feel more engaged, feel more appreciated, and they're going to do a better job for you, which is ultimately going to lead to more profitability. But, you know, here's the thing, from the outside looking in, you know, you and I talked through this. I almost actually became a partner with you in the company at one point. So, you know, we've talked through quite a bit of what was going on here. And from the outside looking in, I'm thinking, well, geez, you know, there's more that he could have done, in, you know, to grow last year. Now, was it smart to not do that? Probably, right? But you and I both know that this was a company that operated for a very long time, but with some inefficiencies that you knew about going in, but also that there was a massive marketing list that was not being targeted at all, mm-hmm. right? And so the opportunity's there. The opportunity is really there for you to double the headcount that you have right now and continue to grow, but that's going to break some things. It's going to make things more difficult for your operating partner. It's going to make, you know, there's a lot of things that kind of go into that, but the opportunity is definitely there for you to do that. You've just been restrained a little bit to kind of do it smartly. And from the outside looking in, many people would have thought, well, what's he waiting for?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have made plenty of mistakes this last year. I mean, plenty. You know, some that have cost us lots of time, lots of money, lots of headache. And around the previous customer base, you know, that's an area where we definitely have dropped the ball. You know, we have not done a great job of marketing to our previous customers. Now we are literally in the process of you know, launching some campaigns and stuff, but we've done a really poor job of that just because the focus has really been, well, let me say it differently. The focus that we thought we should have, you know, more around growth got shifted more to, you know, kind of building the foundation of the business, right? There's different elements of a foundation, right? There's sales and marketing, there's operations, there's finance, you know, there's of course the people element. So there's different things there that we have focused on, but our priority definitely, I'm not going to say it shifted, but it just naturally gravitated much more towards building out the foundation of the business as opposed to pulling levers that would have allowed us to grow a lot more than we did, you know, in our first year of operations.
Yeah. Is it fair to say that, you know, because this happens a lot in acquisitions, is it fair to say that the efficiencies that you knew about going in were actually either much worse than you anticipated, and that you likely found more inefficiencies that you weren't aware of before the acquisition?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, so I mean, it's pretty typical, right? So you made the right choice. You identified, wow, there are some inefficiencies here. So growing's not the right thing to do right now. Let's shift our focus tighten up the ship, make sure that we're ready for that growth. That growth's not going away. We know what we need to do to capitalize on that growth. So let's make sure that we're ready for it. And then when it's time, let's open up the faucet, right? And notice I said faucet, not floodgates, right? Let's open up the faucet and then we can start to grow from there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you and I talk a lot about the rule of 72, you know, when we're talking with clients about investments and this and that. And if you haven't heard of the rule of 72, it essentially says, take 72 and divide it by your expected return on an investment. And that's how many years it would take to double. So for example, if we take 72 and divide it by a 10% growth rate, it's going to take you 7 years, essentially, you know, 7 years to double that investment. So let's apply that to a small business. Let's just continue down this path of using Nevada Tree Service as an example, right? So if we grow the business at 10% a year, we would double the value. Well, I shouldn't say that. We will double the revenue. Again, if we're just talking specifically about revenue, and all things else considered equal, meaning that, you know, as your revenue grows, your margins, you know, stay the same. Hopefully they improve, you know, like what's hitting the bottom line. So let's just assume that all of that stays equal. If we grow our revenue by 10% a year, we will double the business in 7 years, right? Is my math right there?
Yep, 7.2.
Yep. Okay. So we would go from a $1.1 million a year business to a $2.2 million a year business. And let's just make the assumption that we can maintain about 20% margins to the bottom line. So again, in theory, we go from, what does that come out to? What's 20% of 1.1 million?
220,000.
Okay. So in theory, we would go from $220,000 of profit to $440,000 of profit, right? So how do we relate that to like a sellable, transferable business? So if you had $220,000 of profit, your business would probably sell for what, maybe $500,000?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood, depending on what type of business and how the revenue and profitability is.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's just say $500,000 in that ballpark. Okay, so a $440,000 profitability business would trade for what, let's say 3x?
Yeah, probably a little less than that, but yeah, call it $1 million. Million, maybe.
So 440 times three is what?
1.2. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So maybe a million or 1.1, something like that. So, yep. Now that may not seem all that significant, but now when we talk about just moving up the scale a little bit, like going from a $750,000 a year profit business to a $1.5 million profit, now you're going to see these numbers get exponentially larger, right? Because a $750,000 a year profit business will trade at roughly 3x. And a $1.5 million a year business could easily trade at, you know, 4 to 6,
yeah,
you know, 4 to 7, maybe if it's like a really, really good business, but most likely you're, you know, in that 4 or 5x range, right? So you'll see, significant enterprise value growth as your profitability gets larger and larger. And once you get up into that, you know, 7 figures of profit, $1 million plus, you know, that's when you start to see some really life-changing monies, you know, generational wealth type, you know, monies where, you know, you could have a, you know, $8, $10, $15, $20 million exit, you know, from a business. But, you know, those businesses that we see selling for $10 and $20 million, you know, these are businesses that have generally been around for what, 20, 30, 40 years, right? Yep. They've just slowly and steadily grown. You know, they grew 5% this year. They grew 7% this year. They were down 8% last year. And then they bounced back and they were up 15% this year. Then they were 3% next year. You know, like, you know, they're averaging out at, you know, 5 to 10% a year. Yep. You're going to have years where you'll grow at a 10 or 20% clip. And you're going to have years where you're going to be down. But if you're growing your business at a 5 to 10% clip on average, that's going to create really significant wealth. And it's going to create, and it's also going to allow the growth to be very manageable and sustainable. And it's a good experience for you. It's a good experience for your family. It's a good experience for your employees, your vendors, your stakeholders. Just in most cases, growing your business slowly is the way to go.
Yep. Yep. No doubt about it. I mean, just to kind of close the loop on that and maybe kind of close out the conversation here, you know, if you focus on 7%, right? So technically the number is 7.2%, but if you focus on 7 or 7.2% growth every year, which doesn't impress anybody, nobody's going to think that guy knows how to run a business. He's building something awesome, right? But the value of the business, the profitability of the business, and your personal income doubles every 10 years with that being the case.
Yeah.
How many people out there are going to be disappointed with their income, their profitability, and their wealth doubling every 10 years? Nobody is disappointed with that.
Yeah.
So I think that's the message, right? Like, just focus on trying to grow your business 7% every year. And you will be happy. You'll have the ability to put the systems and processes in place. You'll be able to add the right headcounts at the right times. You build it, the revenue appropriately, whether it's recurring revenue or whatever's appropriate for your business. You know, you can count on that growth being simple, easy, and I would even say fun, right? I mean, business ownership is supposed to be fun. This is something we're supposed to enjoy doing every day, because we don't have to do it for somebody else every day, or we're not doing something that we hate doing every single day because we need a paycheck. You know, we just finished the 4th of July. Like, what greater freedom is there than being able to build a company that you can be proud of and that provides well for your family?
Yep. Yeah. Well said, man. I just had a light bulb moment. I feel like we should create a program. It's like a, you know, get rich quick program, and it's, you know, a 30-year program. You think people would sign up for it? I don't know. Anyway, well said in closing. I don't really have anything to add other than, you know, small business ownership. You know, we are the backbone of the American economy, and it's challenging out there right now. You know, our commercial auto insurance just doubled. I mean, literally doubled. We paid $25,000 last year, and our renewal is renewing at $50,000. And that is assuming that you pay the full amount on day one. Because if you don't pay the full amount in day one, it's actually about $6,500 a month. So it's hard out there right now. And there's a lot of our clients that are experiencing challenges, just like we are in the small business world. So we hope that this episode just helps you think a little bit differently about growth. You know, stick it out this year and next year and the year after may continue to be challenging, but we will prevail. And we do this all in the effort of helping people, you know, run and grow and build more transferable and sellable businesses so that us as small business owners can be rewarded for the big risks that we take in running a small business. So,
yep.
No doubt. To your success.
Yep. We love putting this out there. We hope that you enjoy the content. Please like, subscribe, follow us, do all those kinds of things. And most of all, make sure that you're doing everything that you can to find the tycoon within you. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Tycoons of Small Biz, a podcast for small business owners by small business owners. Be sure to follow us on our social media channels for links to all our episodes and great content around growing, investing in, buying, and selling small businesses. This podcast is distributed for informational purposes only. Statements made in the podcast are not to be construed as personalized investment or financial planning advice, may not be suitable for everyone, and should not be considered as solicitation to engage in any particular investing or planning strategy. Listeners should conduct their own review and exercise judgment, or consult with their professional financial advisor to see how the information contained in this podcast may apply to their own individual circumstances. All investing involves risk of loss, including the possible loss of principal. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and nothing in this podcast should be construed as a guarantee of any specific outcome or profit. All market indices discussed are unmanaged, do not incur management fees, costs, and expenses, and cannot be invested into directly. Investment advisory services offered by Backbone Planning Partners, LLC. Neither Backbone Planning Partners, LLC, nor its representatives provide legal or accounting advice. The content of this podcast represents the views and opinions of Austin Peterson and Landon Mance, and or the podcast guest, and do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Backbone Planning Partners, LLC. Statements made in this podcast are subject to change without notice. Neither Backbone Planning Partners, LLC, nor its representatives, the podcast host, or its guests, have an obligation to provide revised statements in the event of changed circumstances.